Kiss with Kevin and Tara Jean on the Kevin and Sonia Show.
I don't know about you, but I got like 7 inches last night. And that's why I'm walking with a limp.
Do tell. Keep going,
yep.
Please.
So I was shoveling the driveway last night. And for the third time, I want to point out, I go inside, I go to peel off my layers, and then it's time to take off my snow boots. They're hard to get off. Do you ever notice that with snow boots?
Yeah, no. I have that actual problem with my rain boots, which I use as snow boots because we don't need them very often.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, that part where I try to get it out of the tight ankle, I get a panic attack because I feel like I can't get my foot out. It's a stressful moment.
Like that is like a cast from now on and you're not able to get that off.
Yes, like where's the saw?
Right.
Ah.
So I go to use my left heel to take off my boot. Okay.
Okay.
Because you know, you ever do that? Look, it's try it out right now. So, you know, you try to use your heel to go take off one of your boots. So, you're pushing on the back.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I had that other foot already off, like the boot was already off, and it slipped, and my snow boot shattered my toenail.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It had kicked right up and flipped the.
Oh,
right.
Kevin.
Horrible. Horrible. And there is a moment when you hurt your toenail.
Yep.
That if you're still wearing socks at the time, you are going, looking at your toe, going, please don't be blood. Please don't be blood. Please don't be blood. Please don't be blood.
Oh, coming through the sock.
And
yes,
then you take the sock off slowly and, like, oh my God, there's so much blood.
Oh, no. So that's why you're limping.
Yeah. If you've had a dumb snow-related injury, and I'm not talking about throwing your back out while shoveling the driveway. I mean, those are things that happen to a lot of people. But if you've got one that were just it's so unbelievably stupid that you can look at it yourself objectively and go, okay, that was dumb.
Mine didn't happen today, but I definitely had a dumb snow-related injury years ago. I think I mentioned it to you the other day, actually. It was when I was a teenager, and I was skiing in Smithers. They have a small mountain in Smithers.
Yeah.
And while I was going down a fairly flat stretch, I was, you know, I had music in my ear, you know, I was doing good. I was like in a good vibe. And then all of a sudden my pole, which was attached to my wrist by straps, got stuck in the ice. But because I was really giving her, I had to just heave on my arm. And when I pulled up my pole, my fist punched myself in the temple and I knocked myself out black cold on the run. And when I came to, they had me on the back of a skidoo, strapped in, because they didn't know what kind of... I'm like, I'm fine. And I ended up having to go all the way to the hospital.
Oh. They're looking for the perpetrator.
Yeah.
Who beat up this poor woman.
Kiss with the Kevin and Sonia Show.
There's so many texts coming through with some pretty silly stories, silly snow injuries. I would say the majority of them are shovel related. So keep an eye on those nefarious shovels today. One says, I walked by my sister who was shoveling snow and was hit in the eyebrow with the corner of her shovel. Oh. 8 stitches.
Oh.
Another story, non-shovel related, says, I had a little incident when I was 12 years old walking to school. I had to go down a hill, but I fell and slipped down, but I kept my legs open as I slid down the hill, and then I came to a dead stop at a tree trunk. Close your legs!
Chris, what was your dumb snow-related injury?
We lived in Medicine Hat a couple of years ago, and there was a snowstorm, a mini snowstorm. So as I was shoveling the driveway, I'm like, well, I thought about the scene at the ski lift with the Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, what does he do? He licks the pole of the ski lift.
Oh, no.
And then he gets stuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Where's this going, Chris?
That's what I did to the shovel.
Why?
I don't know.
You licked the shovel shaft?
Yes, I did.
So what happened? Did your tongue obviously got stuck?
My tongue got stuck, and there's pictures on Facebook somewhere in the archive. It's like blood everywhere.
Oh
no! So you had to actually rip it off?
I did. I was supposed to pour water on it, but I'm like, no, I'll just rip it off.
No,
I don't need my tongue.
No.
The fact that you can articulate words right now is a miracle.
That's exactly. It was pretty funny at the time.
Was it?
Yeah. Chris, when you say you lived in Medicine Hat a few years ago when this happened, were you a child or a teenager? Or
no, I was an adult.
Oh.
Kid and everything. Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other story then.
The Kevin and Sonia Show. On KISS Radio.